This week, dozens of students from Haines, Angoon, and Whitehorse flooded into Klukwan School for the annual Culture Days events. They learned skills like weaving and form line drawing, went fishing for hooligan, and more. Douglas Adams is a Klukwan fifth grader. Here he is introducing himself and describing his lineage in Tlingit. Adams is an experienced Culture Days host.
Yeah, I've done this for a long time, Culture Days. And so we pick different classes. The choices we have are beading, weaving, and the Angoon kids came this year, so now we have, like, yesterday we had drama club with Mr. O and all that kind of stuff.
So you'd go like this. Left goes over and under. Snug. You want to do one?
My name is Mary Jane Valentine, and I live just above Klukwan by Wells Bridge there. And I like to weave and carve and bead, and I made this vest here, and I just do a little bit of everything, moccasins.
Valentine is teaching weaving using sliced up yogurt cups and yarn.
I love teaching the children. And the fourth graders are so excited to finish their projects. And it's just really the yogurt cups that I'm teaching them how to weave is really just the basic twining that you do when you do your raven's tail weaving.
So dark one for this side?
Yes.
This thing?
Yes.
Down the hall, Angoon's Pauline Johnson is teaching beading.
We're working on headbands. We're using the wool. I think it's like a 75% wool. Where it'll last forever. We have the eagle designs and the raven designs.
Ninth graders from Whitehorse and Haines sit around the table making the red, black, and white headbands. Mari Rose Evenden and Morgan Cloak are from Haines.
I think it's pretty cool that we get to come up here and like be part of these activities for a day. And
our teachers do a good job with showing us real things, like we'll watch videos or we'll come out here for Culture Days, and it's nice to have hands-on experience instead of sitting in your classroom because that gets boring.
Haines student Keegan Palmieri is in the cafeteria painting rocks with his friends.
I feel like it's really important to stay connected with where you are. Like living in Haines, we're so close to Klukwan, but some of us don't. Some of us, like myself, don't go out and experience it, the Klukwan lifestyle, that often. So I always find it very exciting, and I'm very happy to be able to come out here and be a part of this lifestyle.
I think we should do this much more often.
Natasha DeGruy is a teacher at Angoon School. She's chaperoning a group of 4th through 6th graders from Angoon.
I'm Tlingit as well. And I thought this would be a really fun trip for me to kind of learn more about my own culture since I didn't really grow up with it. So it's been really fun. I wish I was one of the kids in there beading and weaving and painting rocks.
Klukwan elder Smith Katzik says he has taught Tlingit language at the school over the years. But today, he's sitting back and watching the activities unfold.
My goal is to just keep the kids learning. Not very many elders left here that can talk our own language or do some dancing. I feel this is a great thing. If it goes on all over to different schools, it'd be really great.
Culture Days wrapped up Wednesday afternoon with a closing ceremony in a longhouse. Reporting in Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.